meeting of Parliament, Friday the 18th of December 2020, to face the standing orders. The Honourable the Minister for the Health Society, Justice, Multiculturalism, Equality and Community Affairs.
Speaker, I'd like to move on the Standing Order 7-3 to suspend Standing Order 7-1 in order to proceed with the government statement.
In favour, those against,
cancelled. Mr. Speaker, it is with a heavy heart that Her Majesty's Government of Gibraltar has found it necessary to react to the current spike in COVID-19 cases that Gibraltar is experiencing. Mr. Speaker will no doubt have noted that in the last 5 days, the number of active cases in Gibraltar have risen from 42 on the 14th of December last Monday to 120 active cases today. This is an increase of 78 active cases. The total number of new cases in that 5 day period is 102. In order to flatten the curve, Her Majesty's Government of Gibraltar, following a meeting of the Civil Contingency Committee, which I have chaired this morning, and which was also attended by Minister Goodwin and by the Director of Public Health and all the other committee members, recommended a number of immediate measures to come into force to attempt to flatten the curve during this festive season. These measures have immediate effect. One of the motivating factors is not just to stop numbers rising, but we must also remember that the virus has an incubation period of 10 days. And this brings us to Christmas Day, when many of us will be planning to visit our families and loved ones. We are putting them at greater risk if we do not curb the spike immediately. First of all, restaurants, bars, cafes and all other establishments operating under a permit relating to the serving of food and or alcohol on the premises will now need to close their doors at 7 p.m. each evening with regard to consumption on the premises. They will continue to be able to serve food to takeaway as they currently can, and hotel guests will continue to be able to be served in hotel restaurants. Secondly, the consumption of alcohol in public places, other than lunch premises, between the hours of 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. each day, and will be an offence. Additionally, on the 24th of December, this evening, no alcohol consumption will be permitted in public places, other than licensed premises, as from 4 p.m. It is hoped that these measures will bring about a reduction in active cases, so as to ensure that our most vulnerable persons are kept safe, and our health services are able to cope without a lockdown being necessary. However, it is also likely that there may be further restrictions next week if we are so advised. Mr. Speaker, changes in legislation and in rules can only take us so far when dealing with COVID-19. We all need to ensure that we continue to take heed of the importance of social distancing, and in particular, when out and about during this time. Likewise, we should all follow public health guidance regarding hand washing and mask wearing as far as possible. Mr. Speaker, this is extremely difficult for us to have to announce these measures today, particularly as we enter the final week leading up to the Christmas holidays, and we realise that they will come as a great disappointment to many. But having discussed the matter today with the Chief Minister and also with the Leader of the Opposition, who has also agreed to these measures, we all feel that it's a strengthen. Given the prevalence of the virus, it is the right thing to do for the safety of us all. The numbers are clear, and cannot be ignored. We must do everything we can to protect others, and in particular, the vulnerable and the elderly, especially those who are over 70. It is vital we do all we can to be responsible and flatten the curve, and thereby save lives and bring us as safely as possible to the new year. Thank you.
The Honourable Elliot Phillips.
Speaker, I thank the Honourable Minister for the statement, and we emphasise with the nature of the statement being brought to the House. It must have been an extremely difficult decision for the government to present that statement. We are grateful to her and the rest of the government for reaching out to the media division to explain the rationale for the decision, Mr. Speaker, and the direction of travel unfortunately remains clear in respect of COVID-19. And therefore, the opposition is supportive and understanding of the restrictions that the government has now imposed today. And Speaker, this indeed is a very sensitive time for our community. Traditionally, members of our community, old and young, celebrate Christmas very well up and down Main Street in the bars and restaurants of our community. And this will indeed come as a great shock and disappointment for many members of our community, particularly the younger generation, who many of which are either back from college, back from university, or indeed out celebrating. As we speak in this house today, people are celebrating the end of a week close to Christmas, Mr. Speaker, and it will be a disappointing statement to be received by members of the public, and it is likely, and I hope that members of the public hear the Minister's words, which is taken by the government, which is supported by the opposition, that it is likely to have a certain amount of chaotic scenes, given the fact that we are 3.5 hours away from 7 p.m. where restaurants will indeed have to close, Mr. Speaker. And those restaurants have been provided with, of course, very little notice. They have, of course, procured produce, fresh produce. They, of course, have taken deposits for Christmas parties this afternoon for businesses, Mr. Speaker. And one of the things that I would ask the government to do is look at ways in which we can compensate those restaurants up and downtown and in every part of the border. But we're 3.5 hours suffer fairly significant losses over the next couple of days. And I'm sure they will understand the Minister's statement, which is supported by members opposite in this House, but it does bring into sharp focus the level of support that may well be required and targeted support for parts of our business community that will suffer considerable losses over the festive season. But health, Mr. Speaker, must of course come first, and we must pull together the community to ensure that that spike is driven in a downward direction, Mr. Speaker. So I'm grateful for the Honourable Minister's statement. It is supported on this side of the House. And to all those young people who are out, as we speak, Mr. Speaker, is a big disappointment to them. And we understand that. We've all been young before, Mr. Speaker. But it is something that we need to do as a community, pull together and drive the spike in a downward direction, Mr. Speaker. And with a heavy heart, Mr. Speaker, we support the decision of the government moving forward, and it is hoped that they can look to business now and reassure them that the government supports them in the next few days where there will be clearly financial loss for those businesses. Mr. Speaker, I'm grateful.
The Honourable Minister.
Mr. Speaker, we are, of course, mindful of the impact that this decision will have both in relation to people who have low income and, of course, the impact that this will have on businesses and communities and things that we will need to consider in the way that we have been very mindful of the impact that our division in relation to prioritising public safety have taken over. But Mr. Speaker, this is not a decision that we have taken lightly. This is something that we monitor on a daily basis. It is something that the government would very much would have liked to avoid. We would most certainly would have wanted to avoid having to make this announcement at all, let alone having to make this announcement at this time with immediate effect. But on the basis of the figures, on the basis of advice, and on the basis of the trend that has been predicted, Mr. Speaker, we feel that it is not only the right thing to do, but the only thing that we can do at this point. Thank you.
any of our family members wish to speak?
Suspend to the standing orders. The Honourable Minister for the High Society, Justice, Multiculturalism, Equality and Community Affairs.
Mr. Speaker, I beg to move on the Standing Order 7-3, suspend Standing Order 7-1, in order to proceed with government business.
Those in favour? Those against? Carried.
Adjournment. The Honourable Minister for the Environment, Sustainability, Climate Change and Education.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not a purveyor of any better news than we have just said, except for those who would rather not listen to the proceedings of this House. Mr. Speaker, as we all know, and this is known to the Honourable Members opposite, the Brexit negotiations continue as time moves ahead. And therefore, as on several previous occasions recently, the Chief Minister and the Deputy Chief Minister are taken up with those critical negotiations and discussions. And therefore, I have the honour to move that the House do now adjourn to Monday the 21st of December at 3 p.m. That's this coming Monday at 3 p.m.
And now to pose the question, which is that this House is now adjourned to Monday the 21st of December at 3 p.m. I now put the question, which is that this House is now adjourned to Monday the 21st of December at 3 p.m. Those in favour? Those against? Passed. This House will now adjourn to Monday the 21st of December at 3 p.m.